Well, it's building the trust, right? Because we can say how wonderful we are, and we're happy to say that, of course. But yeah. But the partners saying this about For Me is also really valuable, more valuable than For Me telling others that we're fantastic. But when customers say this, you can't beat that.
This is Cor Winkler-Prins about trust, the key for an enterprise service management corporation. In this episode, you are going to hear from Cor why you have to attend this upcoming event, For Me Connect. What is Cor's vision about the future of For Me? Why is automation the only way out? And what are the takeouts for you when you join us at the event? My name is Stefan Leij, founder of Yoast IT. Cor, welcome at this table in our new office in Zoetermeer. Thank you for joining. I want to talk today about the yearly conference of For Me in May. Why should I attend?
The annual conference For Me Connect will be held again this year in Rotterdam on the SS Rotterdam, the old cruise ship.
Very nice.
That used to sail between Rotterdam and New York.
Yeah.
This year, I guess it has some extra relevance for us because we just opened an office in New York. Our first office, actually. We never had an office before. So,
real milestone.
Yeah, but that cruise ship is wonderfully restored in the theme, the Art Deco theme of the days.
But why should I attend, Cor?
Yeah, just for that cruise ship alone, you should attend. It's absolutely magnificent. But the reason why you should attend is that essentially the entire For Me community is coming together on that ship. It's once a year.
Cannot sink because
it hasn't sunk yet. Okay. So probably it'll survive staying in the harbor this year again. Yeah. But the reason why it's so exciting is that our partners, they obviously join the consultants that spend a lot of time with the For Me customers, helping them get the most out of the For Me solution. But also the more advanced users of For Me within the customer organizations that we serve, they will also be there. And it's amazing when you see that the first day for our customers and partners together is the Wednesday this year. That is the training day. So people can sign up for that day, and then during the day they can attend any training session they want. There's an enormous number of training sessions running in parallel at any moment in time.
That's also for end customers.
Absolutely.
Administrators.
But the nice thing about these training sessions is that a lot of them, they have the basic training session to get introduced to a more advanced topic like automation rules, for example. But when you join that as a customer, this may be completely new to you, but some of the consultants who are in training, the people who have just joined one of our partner organizations, they will be there as well. But then when you go to the advanced sessions, all the advanced consultants, the more experienced consultants are there together with the more experienced customers. And they have a lot of ideas about what they would like to do with the tool. And during these sessions, you can see them starting to discuss this. How do you do this? And have you done this? And they start sharing ideas. And after the event, they kind of stay in touch.
Yeah, so it's not only about learning from the things that you provide, but also about kind of innovation together, finding solutions.
Exactly, because there are a lot of training modules online for free with For Me, right? So anybody can follow these trainings at any moment in time. Yeah. But being there in the classroom together with the true experts, and they're typically the people who actually build that functionality, so the developers, the software engineers from For Me, are at least in the room. Typically, they actually provide the training session together with somebody from our customer success team, typically. But they can also explain their thinking behind this. But what is also interesting is that they take home with them some feedback from the users when they say, I understand that you build it this way, but wouldn't it be easier if?
Yeah.
Yeah. The that kind of feedback, that is what's happening during the first day.
Yeah.
The second day is the main event. Yeah. That's when the higher ups from our customer organizations, but also our partners, they join as well. And we talk more about, okay, what have we accomplished over the past year? Yeah. And what we see is some reactions like, wow, I didn't know For Me could do that as well, right? Though we try to announce this to the world very publicly, we scream it. But yeah, a lot of people, they still miss these announcements. Yeah. So it's good to do a quick recap of all the new capabilities that became available in the For Me solution, but it's very quick. We obviously present to our community what we have been doing in the area of security, keeping everybody safe on the For Me platform. That is now even more brief. I think we moved it to a breakout session.
It's not always the most sexy.
Yeah, not everybody's interested in it, and I totally appreciate it, but we feel it's very, very important that people understand the advanced measures that we put in place and the investments we continue to make to keep everybody secure on the For Me platform. And then it's about the vision, the future. Yeah, where are we going with this? But also, there's typically one guest speaker that approaches our industry from a completely different angle. And last year, it was really funny, but also sad. We had one speaker who focused on security.
Yeah.
So everybody thought it was another boring security session, right? So a lot of it was towards the end of the day, and a lot of people were thinking, I may need to go to Schiphol right now because I need to check in 3 hours in advance. That's when we had the long queues at Schiphol, remember? So a lot of people didn't turn up for that session, but it was absolutely wonderful. This person who provided that session showed live on stage how he was able to break into a pretty renowned organization on stage. And he demonstrated to everybody how a hacker approaches this, from defining the target to actually breaking in. That was really shocking.
And to interrupt you, because that was last year.
That was last year.
This year, we have a
world-renowned speaker who will focus on the new generation that we need to serve, and who is joining the workforce with us as well. It's an important demographic segment, Gen Z.
Yeah.
And a lot of the older managers like myself probably don't know enough about this generation, but how we can basically get them involved, how we can get them excited about maybe at first glance a relatively unsexy topic like enterprise service management.
A little bit related to the podcast we also recorded about resources and how you keep resources, etc.
But it's more than that, I think. I think it's not just to keep them happy, but as an organization, we also need to learn from them, because they are right in many ways. So for example, work, when I grew up, it was something that you had to do to earn money. Simple. Yeah. Nowadays, a lot of people are expecting, or at least looking for, work that provides them a sense of purpose and fulfillment.
Yeah.
And I want that as well.
Just
like everybody else. And I think it is important that is not something you do after work. Work should be that. Like if I take For Me, for example, and you will sense that as well. When you come to the event, For Me Connect, For Me is not there to provide a beautiful experience. a workflow management system or a workflow automation system nowadays. What for me is really there for is to make sure that humanity as a whole reaches a higher standard of living.
That's an interesting mission.
And maybe we contribute only a small part, and maybe nobody will really recognize for me for that small part that it contributes to the world. But for me's uniqueness, what it brings to the service management industry is completely new. Allowing organizations to break through their organizational boundaries and work together with other organizations.
René Boener is, I think, the keynote speaker. So sounds very interesting to join and listen to him.
Yeah.
But you also said we're going to present about the challenges or the vision that For Me has for the upcoming years.
Yes.
Can you tell a little bit about it? Not everything, of course, they have to join the conference for that.
So I already mentioned that we now have an office in New York.
Yeah.
Over the past year, we've basically been focused on getting the sales organization and the marketing organization in place and productive in Europe. That is now complete. All the managers are in place. They have the people they need to be successful. Everybody's trained. It's business as usual. So now it's a matter of continuing the expansion in Europe. That is not something that is on my plate anymore. It's the responsibility of the individual managers in the different departments here. But I'm now focused on the United States very much to make sure that we break through there, which is a major step. We've been working towards this for a long time. We have chosen not to do what most Silicon Valley startups have done, because For Me, comes from the startup scene in Silicon Valley. We are a US company, have always been, but we started in Europe. Europe provides a lot of interesting challenges in terms of languages, culture, currencies, that the United States doesn't have.
You took the hard road.
Yeah, to make sure that the foundation that we build for our software is solid for a global solution. Yeah. But my focus will be on expanding the team there.
Yeah, but that's challenging for your internal organization.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have for plans for me as a customer?
Mm.
What are
What we've been doing is we've been... Or I specifically have been asking our customers, what are your main challenges from a strategic point of view? Strategically, they stay the course, but they want to grow their business, obviously. But that takes them to an operational challenge, and that is resources. We dedicated a podcast to that already. But their challenge is making sure that they can continue to grow their organization with maybe the same number of people or fewer. They really struggle to retain the staff that they currently have and to hire new staff to either replace or to add more people. So they need to rethink how they do business, where a lot of the manual work, which is repetitive and boring, needs to be automated. That's basically the challenge that they have. It's the only way out. So they struggle with a declining labor force participation rate. So people are retiring. They also are not so willing to invest anymore into outsourcing or offshoring the work to cheap labor countries. For one thing, the cheap labor countries, the staff that they want, the salaries have been rising. Anything that you can do from your home, basically, why wouldn't somebody in India charge the same amount as somebody in the United States?
Yeah.
That's the same work that person is doing. So you see that there's not as much of an advantage anymore there. But what is happening is that in the past, companies were willing to commit to, let's say, a 7-year outsourcing deal to an organization in India. No more.
No.
It's over. Since the invasion of Russia into Ukraine, everything has changed. China has shown that it's an unreliable partner. Yeah, so China has been cut off as well in terms of long-term investments from Western countries into China. And the same I see happening now in India as well. The managers do not want to invest long-term into those areas.
How are you going to solve that for me?
So very good. Thank you for that question. So I already said essentially enterprise service management, right? You can see that as workflow management almost. Yeah, it is the workflow management platform for the organization, not just for IT, but HR, finance, facilities, marketing, legal, all these different support domains within an enterprise, they need to be able to handle requests or tasks in a very structured manner. Yeah, a lot of the work that they do, they need to follow specific steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a specific order by specific people with segregation of duty in place, et cetera, et cetera. So that is essentially what an enterprise service management tool is. There are three sources that kick off these workflows. Yeah, one is a human submitting a request, essentially, very simple. Another is an event that is detected. Yeah, that
by
triggers by another system, automated, essentially. And the third is, let's say at the end of every quarter, we need to do these tasks, or at the end of every year. So tasks or workflows that are triggered based on a certain moment in time or a certain frequency, certain cadence, essentially.
Yeah.
So those are the three sources that trigger these workflows. But what for me has focused on last year and that is now in production, it is now available to the rest of the world. And during the event in Rotterdam, there will be a lot of training about this, is the ability to automate these tasks. So what that means is that if you look at a typical workflow, let's say there's a new employee and this
always
person needs access to a certain shared folder, then there will be an approval task that's very difficult to automate. But the next task...
It's very difficult or not difficult?
Difficult to automate. Approvals, if a certain manager needs to approve that, or if there's a certain amount of money involved from a certain cost center that needs to be approved by a certain person, I don't really see how that can be automated. Maybe
it's the approval itself, you mean?
The approval task itself.
Yeah.
But the next step, where the access is granted... is essentially a step that can be automated. So that next step, as soon as that task reaches the status assigned in for me, essentially, that should trigger the automation. And once the automation has confirmed that it has been done, it should complete that task, that should complete the workflow, and that should notify the original requester.
Yeah.
That is basically what we've enabled our customers to do now. Yeah.
Automation outside for me.
Exactly.
That's what you're basically saying.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Also inside for me, but that was already available through the automation rules, but now there's an additional service called the For Me Workflow Automator.
Yeah.
It is actually based on the Workato technology. Workato is an iPaaS platform that comes with well over 1,000 connectors to other systems like SAP SuccessFactors, for example, Workday. There are all kinds of systems that it has integration points to. And what you can do then in the For Me Workflow Automator is use a low-code interface where you can drag and drop building blocks in between these two connectors, where you say, okay, if this happens in, let's say, SAP SuccessFactor, a new person has joined the organization, pull this data out of SuccessFactors and convert it like this, transform it and put it back into, for me, in a person record, for example.
Okay, yeah, interesting. Eh? And if they want to hear more about the platform, they really should attend, because I want to go back to the to the event. Because what you said, there are a lot of customers of ForMe joining. What if I'm not a customer of ForMe? Why should I attend then, or should I attend?
Well, yeah, definitely. And we see that more and more. Initially, we didn't invite what we would consider prospects or other organizations. But nowadays we see that our partners are doing this quite deliberately and very wisely so, because these prospects, they may have never heard of ForMe before, right? Yeah. And they know the big brands like ServiceNow, for example. They are like, but we're a really important organization. We're a big multinational firm, perhaps. Why would we be interested in ForMe?
Yeah.
Then when they come to the event in Rotterdam in May, that's when they, we can say, okay, go talk to this customer from Germany or from this country or from that country. They're all there. And then we can leave them alone. They can discuss the experiences and they can hear it from the other customers that have been with us already for several years. And that is invaluable, I think.
It's about sharing knowledge, sharing experience.
Well, it's building the trust, right? Because we can say how wonderful we are, and we're happy to say that, of course. But the partners saying this about ForMe is also really valuable, more valuable than ForMe telling others that we're fantastic. But when customers say this, you can't beat that.
No, I agree on that. What is your when the conference is finished? When you're happy? Uh-huh. When are you satisfied?
I am basically there the whole time. And I'm walking through the crowd and the atmosphere that we've always managed to create together, the partners, the customers, the ForMe team. It is amazing. There's just such a buzz. And what makes me happy is when towards the end of the conference, when I walk around and I say, okay, what are you going to do when you get back to your organization? Everybody has new ideas. So they're energized to use some new capabilities that they haven't used before. For me, it's a platform that provides a wide range of capabilities from time tracking, project and portfolio management, all the way to asset management and knowledge management. So everything in between. A lot of customers are not using even 50% of the capabilities that ForMe provides. It's available to them. They don't need to pay extra licenses for it. They can use it. But they need to kind of find the time, first of all, to understand what is possible with ForMe. That first part, like what is possible, and then how do we go about starting to use that functionality? That is what the event is ideal for. So everybody towards the end is walking around with a list of ideas that they really want to start working on, to get their hands dirty.
And it's up to the partners to make sure that they, get in touch with those customers and see, how are we going to do that?
The nice thing is that the partners are there during the conference. Yeah. So what we see happening is that the customers are like, I need this because of this initiative that is going on in our organization. And they immediately go to the partner, like, can you help us? Or maybe they want to do it themselves. But typically, it's a joint initiative.
What is a good conference without any awards?
The awards.
The awards, they are also part of your event. Can you tell a little bit about the subjects that are... And maybe, well, tell us that Yoast IT has won an award as well. But,
I won't give away who won or who will win one of the awards, simply because I don't know. I never know in advance. But we've been doing this for a number of years. This year, there are three categories. The Innovation Award, which we do every year, basically. The Innovation Award goes to the person who submitted the most enhancement ideas that were actually implemented and went to production over the past 12 months.
And that's a customer. It's a person from...
It can also be a partner.
Okay.
But what we see is that there are some people who are really creative and come up with ideas that we haven't thought about and other customers may not have thought about yet, but are really helpful, typically as a user experience enhancement.
Yeah.
But some of these people, they submit close to 100 ideas in a year.
Okay.
But I think last year the person who won, I can't remember how many he submitted and actually got implemented, but it was over 70. So pretty incredible. But that's what got implemented.
Sorry, Siri is gonna is also involved.
She's getting involved. Yeah. I like that.
Sorry about
that. But last year, those were the ideas that actually got implemented, a lot of enhancements. And this year, again, I expect that to be the same thing. It'll be a different person who will win that.
And that's the Innovation Award?
Yeah, the second one is the Translator Award.
Translator?
Because, yeah. So many of our partners are involved in translations. So in faraway countries, it can also be important that for me is available in that local language.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah,
and they maintain it. Many of the languages we maintain, the really important ones. But the Translator Award, we just want to recognize them for their work, which is really important. But the third one, the third category is for the person who has helped the most customers in the For Me community. Yeah, that is excellent, actually. I'm really pleased that we added this award. The For Me community has been around for a few years now. It's a website where people can go and discuss with other For Me community members about ideas that they have or things that they struggle with. And we see that a certain number of people, particularly from our partners like Yoast IT, they are on that community and answering these questions that other members of the community may have. And a few people are really active there and we just want to recognize them as well.
Also, very good. Yeah. It's always good to have some recognition within your partner network or in your customer network, of course. It's looking good. Yeah, finally, what would you like to say to your to the customer who hasn't had a ticket yet or customers that are doubting to buy For Me? What would you like to tell them to join or what's the reason why they should join?
I can give a really long answer there, but I'll try to keep it short.
Yeah. So sometimes difficult for you, Cor. I know.
But for customers who do not know For Me so well yet and are considering whether or not to make an investment to get to sort of the next generation of enterprise service management, I would strongly recommend be there in Rotterdam on May the 25th.
Get inspired.
You will learn so much. What I typically hear from organizations that have kind of looked at For Me is that they completely underestimate the capabilities of For Me. It is such a comprehensive platform that far exceeds anything that any other service management tool can bring to the market today. If we look at our typical competitors, ranging from a fresh service all the way to an enterprise product like ServiceNow. Whenever we need to compete on a feature-by-feature basis, we win. Okay. So be there and experience it.
In addition to what you said, Cor, you can order tickets with Yoast IT. So if you go to our website, then it is possible to order tickets for this incredible event in Rotterdam. Thank you very much for joining this podcast.
Absolute pleasure.
And I'll see you there.
Thank you, Steven. Till then.
Thank you for listening. Hope you will join me at For Me Connect on the cruise ship, the SS Rotterdam, where we can discuss our common challenges. See you there.